morning. It's 10:02. That is a Night Tree with a mashup of Sarah Swati and Catharsis. Just we're told that they actually like playing in the dark because that way this is six-piece ensemble can listen closely to the interplay of the strings, percussion, and reeds that make up Night Tree. So you can hear them in the area on the 23rd. As we mentioned, they'll be at the Scandinavian Food Festival in Newton, and also New England Conservatory's Community Day, which was where these folks all met. And then they're going on a jaunt down south. They're going to be hitting places in Washington, D.C., Asheville, North Carolina, and then coming back to this area for a show at the Burren on October the 11th. Brian O'Donovan is hosting that, but you can go to the Burren and get tickets at brownpaper.com. It is 10:04. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, and it is my sad duty to turn you over to Rick Deckard now.
You don't know what I got. Just a little discoop with a flash. gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
I can't quit you, babe.
Thank you.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
So hold me down, I can't escape from the sound of your lips when they pressed against mine. Oh,
Barnsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Take that ball.